hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the first broadcast for 2010. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Mermaid Angela, Yimmy the Bubble Boy, and of course Single Scott, singlescott.com. And you can check out all these folks online at the new Scuba Radio website. They have their own little dive blog on the newly upgraded for 2010 website. And we got a lot of special things that are going to start, you know, showing up there, by the way. So definitely something to check out and stay up to date with when you're surfing the web to stay up with the rest of the class that are paying attention to our little dive show week in and week out. First year or first thing of 2010, we're making New Year's resolutions. I have a few places I'm going to share with you of where I want to go. We're going to find out what some of the other crew members here have on their list. Bill?
Well, I know Scott's got some resolutions, too. Single right. Scott's here with us. But something which I noticed, I was going through the pictures on the website at scubaradio.com, and I got to tell you, it's easy to get to the pictures right there on the top bar. It just says photos. Just
much
click
easier
on it,
now,
find
yes.
It. We made a horrible, horrible blunder.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
I mean,
what happened?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah?
There is not one single picture of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa on those photos. I've gone through all those photos. I went through them twice.
Right.
And he was here last year for Christmas. He was here this year for the Christmas show. Not one picture of Drunken Santa. The closest we get, there's a picture of CJ looking at some of the stuff that Drunken Santa got. But Drunken Santa is not in one single picture. And I knew it was a mistake. We had him taking the picture of the group of us right at the end. I said, you know what? Santa should be in that picture.
No. I didn't want any evidence left behind from that experience.
I'll tell you what.
We should keep our distance. It's bad enough we have him on the show once a year.
I would like to have a picture of him, so maybe next year we can just bring the picture in.
Just go to the post office. Pull that one down from the wall. Okay, and you'll
good
be
point.
Good to go. So I don't know. I'm not for that. I don't think the listeners really want to see that. The idea is to put up pictures that people would at least have some passing interest.
Kelly had a nice dress on.
Yes, she did. And Angela was in fine form, displaying
absolutely.
her rack, her scuba rack.
Yeah, well, you know what? She wasn't displaying her scuba rack quite as much as she was opening bottles.
Yes, she had a unique bottle opener she brought back from Grenada and shared with the class.
Yes, yeah, pictures can be seen on the website.
Yes, and we'll leave it at that. There's
don't
certain
call
things
her friend
on
Woody
the web
for nothing.
Hello. There are certain things on the website that may not be appropriate to discuss on the radio, so you can go there and look for yourself. But it's all fairly tame. I mean, it's good, clean fun, and you know if.
And that's why we don't have a picture of Drunken Santa,
exactly.
Because there's nothing good or clean about
no.
him.
No. There's certain things we want to distance ourselves from. Very few.
I was
that's definitely
say,
one.
That, imagine how bad he is.
Exactly. This is true. A couple things I want to throw out there. We're going to talk about the movie Avatar. We're going to talk about a couple more resolutions.
Got a great movie you should see. Great holiday flick
okay,
for the diver.
Not Avatar. Okay, well, we'll talk about that as well.
Way
but
better.
But first, we got our buddy, Eric Douglas, who also works at Divers Alert Network. Happens to be a world-class author, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Eric? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to Greg, and to you and all your people there in the studio and all your listeners at home.
Yes.
The number is exactly the same, by the way.
Yeah. Now,
four of us
all
listening.
Four people, yeah.
Yeah, we have them all in the studio with us. Because they're listening because they have headphones on.
It's easier. We get better fidelity.
You know, I'll just throw it out there right now. One of my New Year's resolutions is to do another trip, another scuba trip with my buddy Eric here. He was an excellent dive buddy there on our liveaboard with Explorer Ventures in the Bahamas. Eric, we had a great time, didn't we? Come on.
We had a blast, Greg. I enjoyed that immensely. That was actually my first Caribbean liveaboard. I've done a couple liveaboards in California, but never done a Caribbean liveaboard, and that was a hoot. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a good time. Matter of fact, I just posted a bunch of photos over the holidays from our Bahamas trip on the new website, and a lot of those photos Eric took. So not only can he write and do exceptionally good training when it comes to Divers Alert Network and some of the neat projects they offer with dive training and that kind of thing through Dan, the guy can take some pretty cool pictures. He did quite well with that.
Now, this actually, I think, leads into one of the resolutions, which Greg, he said he wasn't going to mention it on the air, so I'll bring it up for him. He wants to be a little bit more literary. He wants to feel a little bit more well-read. So one of his resolutions this year is to listen to two more books on tape sometime over the course of over the course of this year. Are any of your works books on tape yet, Eric? And do you need me to voice any?
No, but he did read to me on the liveaboard.
I'm sure he did.
Yes.
We cuddled up together. And
hey! what did I say earlier before you came on about there's certain things for the website? Eric, come on now. Yeah, no, it was all good.
You know, I actually wanted to comment on that. Having spent quite a bit of time with you on the road and then that week, the sheer idea that there are things that we can't talk about. Yeah, I've seen where you go on the website. I mean, I've seen where you've gone on the radio. So it's stunning that there are things that happen that you can't talk about on
it
the
is,
air.
It is surprising, but true, ironically.
Yeah, Jimmy here, Eric. I also resolved to borrow less bail money from you on the next trip.
Yes.
I'm just glad I could be there for you, Jim.
Thanks, man.
He had to be bailed out of the Bahamas.
He's my sugar daddy.
And Eric was nice enough to oblige.
And the payment rendered, you know, it sufficed. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, Eric is a writer. He also takes some great pictures. So good, in fact, that there's others that have admired his talent from afar and decided, well, it must be the camera he's using. Because they stole it over the holidays, right, Eric?
Yeah, that was one of the shocking things. I came home from work, walked into my place to find somebody had thrown a rock through my sliding glass door, and the only thing they took was my camera bag, all my cameras. So I'm at the moment cameraless, although I've got a new one on order and should be arriving in the next week or so.
Well, there you go.
Maybe I shouldn't publicize that again.
Well, you know, we shouldn't share with the world that you were taking pictures on the liveaboard, which included Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. That could have been, you know, fans. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's what it was.
Wondering where are the pictures
still on my camera?
Yes. You know, actually, a bigger risk I think is actually that you know, Eric is he's an author. He writes you know, these great stories, and he does research, and he's out there taking pictures of things so he can properly describe them in his novels, and he may have taken a picture of the wrong guy at the wrong time.
Ooh.
Well, you know, that's what
I sense some intrigue.
I would think that then someone would come after me directly rather than my camera, Bill. But, you know,
they may not be smart.
Well,
okay, so you're saying it was Kelly, and she deleted all the pictures. You had to get to the camera.
I look
That'll
fat.
Happen.
I look fat in that picture. He didn't have that one.
Did she become Norwegian?
Kelly's not in the studio today.
Kelly, the Norwegian swimsuit model now?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a new thing.
Interesting.
It's a new thing for the new year. Yeah, she's changed accents.
Oh, Greggy.
You're so right.
You're so right.
But anyway, Eric, let's get back on track here.
Because imagine us going off topic.
Shocking, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
You know, you've been busy doing some more writing. Booksbyeric.com. You can go there and check this stuff out. But the latest release of some short stories, are these more of the same character, Mike? What's his name, Mike?
Gosh. Hey, And before you laugh, Bill, he's actually read all three of my books.
I know. I like them.
He's had them read to him.
I just can't remember the guy's last name. Mike White or Mike Wright?
Mike Scott.
I knew it was something
Scott.
Like that.
There we are.
Mike Scott.
Okay, no, before we get off on another tangent, this short story, if you remember, actually almost 5 years ago now, Greg, we did... you were kind enough to release that one short story we did in four installments back in 2005, right?
Yes.
After my first novel came in, Cowboys came out. And I've done about one every year just as something to do, and you know, it's my gift to my readers sort of thing. So actually what this one is I'm working with the gang at Scuba Diving Magazine.
Right.
They've released the first two chapters one a week. Took a break last week. We were going to do it over New Year's, but I think they decided that nobody was going to be paying attention on December 30th.
Right.
And so the third chapter will be out next week, and then the fourth chapter a week after that. But this is these short stories I do is my little the island I created in the Florida Keys. So this is the Jackson Pauley Withrow Key series. But the twist, since you mentioned Mike Scott, is actually Mike Scott is in this story as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This is the first time I've taken my lead character from my books and put him in my diving short stories, too.
Yeah, I knew Mike Scott was involved in this short story some capacity, and that's why
if only you knew his name.
Yeah.
That would have been fantastic.
I knew it was the guy. I knew it was the main guy.
So let me just ask you a quick question. You know, as an author, short story writing, do you just get bored with the story and say, that's enough? You know, after about 15, 20 pages, say, yeah, screw it. I was going to write a novel, but nah, I'm bored.
I just get lazy and just say, okay, this is far enough. Let's wrap it up in 2 pages. No, I have to say, I do start out with the intention of writing a shorter story when I write the short stories. It's just a fun, it's a different way of telling a story, and it's actually a great writing exercise because it makes me focus. You know, when I have... my last novel, Guardian's Keep, was about 90,000 words. The short stories are 8,000 to 10,000 words, so it actually makes me focus a little bit more and tell a complete story in 30 or 40 pages as compared to 300 pages.
Yeah, but they're good and entertaining and have a diving backdrop to them, which is what makes it so appealing to people listening to our show right now.
Have you ever written a novel? You know, 80,000, 90,000 pages, and say, you know what? There's only about 10,000 of these words that are even halfway decent, and I'll just use those.
No, I haven't done that, although I have to admit, if I went back and reread my first novel now, there's probably some things I would change in
yes.
it. But it's been a learning experience. I think I've gotten better with each book, and the next novel is coming out right now. So
they're all good.
I'm working on it right now. Sorry.
Even the first one, excellent. And once again, booksbyeric.com, and the new short stories are scubadiving.com. Where, Eric?
The easiest way is to go straight to my website, booksbyeric.com, and I have a link on the front page that will send you to the short stories.
Nice.
Or the previous short stories are on the website as well.
Excellent. Booksbyeric.com. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First broadcast of 2010. All right, so New Year's resolutions. I've already shared a couple small ones. Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network and also world-renowned scuba author, as we'll call him. He's definitely on my list of going on another adventure, whether it's one of our Explorer Adventure live aboards or not. It doesn't really matter, but I hope to go diving with my buddy Eric here again soon. And he'll have a new camera with him, I think.
That'll be nice.
Which would be good. But here's one trip that I think is definitely happening for me, and that is going to the Galapagos.
Nice.
It looks like I haven't got the official dates yet, but I think towards the end of May, sometime in June, I'm going to be spending an entire week in the Galapagos, or a week and a half, a week being on board the new Humboldt Explorer liveaboard boat that Explorer Ventures starts sailing right around that time. That's what we're waiting. They're working on the, you know, they got to build the ship. And that's why we don't have the dates locked down yet. Because
here's something I don't understand.
Yeah,
they've been around you when you've been on boats.
Right?
Why would they let you wreck a perfectly good boat, brand spanking new?
Well, you know, there's these things called shakedown cruises, and they figure if we can put Greg on a boat for an entire week and the boat doesn't go down, that will definitely set the bar very high.
They can
high
put that in their advertising.
Yeah, yeah. The seaworthiness of this vessel will obviously be quite impressive.
That'll be good.
Yeah. So, you know, that I guess that's how they look at it. At least that's
smart,
that's the story I'm going
on their
with.
Part.
Now, so Galapagos is on my list.
Nice.
The other things later in the year.
Say hi to the penguins.
Yeah. Penguins, sea lions, Galapagos sharks. There's all kinds of new critters that I look forward to marking.
I assume
off
you
the
have
list.
never dove with penguins.
I have never dived with penguins. No, I have not.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but maybe that.
You don't do a lot of diving in the southern hemisphere.
Not too often. No.
No.
But right, very close to it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. The thing is that the penguins that live in the Galapagos are the only penguins that live above the equator.
Okay. Whatever. I'll mark them off the list regardless.
I'll just bring some back, show you what they look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, got Bill, an armful of of penguins.
Bill, you noticed that they only invited Greg, not the rest of the destruction crew.
Yes.
That is true. They figure that he can't do as much damage on his own.
Yeah.
That's right.
How foolish.
Yeah, I will be going solo on this one. No mermaids in tow. No extra crew members. No
mermaids.
People to slap my bag.
Schlep, you mean?
Schlep, what'd I say?
You're going to carry your own bag?
Word.
What?
You're going to carry your own bag?
No, I'll have someone to do it for that, but I won't have someone to do it for me that I know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be some Sherpa.
Some Sherpa.
Yeah, from the Galapagos. But anyway, I have that on my list. I also have some, you know, I'm planning to kick up the video side of Scuba Radio up a notch or two here for 2010. We're talking to a couple.
3D?
Maybe. Ooh, you never know. Nice. But we are talking to a couple of, you know, underwater video camera makers that are, you know, they've been seeing the Scuba Radio videos.
IMAX?
That we've been shooting, like with Mermaid Angela and Grenada. That turned out quite nice.
Yes.
And actually, believe it or not, I believe it was the Sky Mall thing. Was it Sky Mall that I saw my latest trip, you know, during the holidays? Where
I'm sorry, we don't get to be in planes as much as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they have a camera that shoots 3D.
Nice.
And I'm not, I want to say it was.
That will make the assets of Angela the Mermaid even more rectacular.
Okay. How do you feel about being shot in 3D there, Angela?
Let's do it.
Okay. She's up for anything.
There's the enthusiasm.
She said, let's do it, and we'll actually shoot some video, too.
Is that double D or 3D or what?
Yeah, could be. Could be. So I don't know. That is definitely one of my resolutions as well, is to do more video and kind of even, you know, go a little bit more in-depth and exotic.
More in-depth. That's funny.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, you know, We set a new bar down there in Grenada, because one of the things a lot of people don't
know
from that video.
You closed a new bar.
Well, we do that. That wasn't anything new. But what we did do is, you know, Angela did a mermaid shoot at 120 feet underwater.
35, I think.
It could have been. We have never been there. You talk about wanting to set up the shot quickly.
I guess so.
Yeah.
When you don't a lot of bottom time there.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was impressive. She has a good set of lungs to be able to pull stuff like that off.
Not to mention the bottom time.
Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Okay, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. You know, over the holidays, you know, I saw a movie or two, connected with some friends on Facebook. I told you a little story earlier. We never did, finish the story. Bill came across some thing on his Facebook page. I don't know. What happened, Bill?
All right, well, here's the thing. The people that found you
right
went looking for you.
Yeah, or they found me through my high school connection.
Correct.
In Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah.
Well, one day in the middle part of November, I was actually trying to see if I could find my friend David Holmes.
Okay.
You have no idea how many David Holmeses there are.
Well, I can imagine. And, this is your first list, like your high school crush?
No.
Oh,
that was John Holmes.
No, David Holmes I thought of him because he and I were both pretty good kids. But we would manage to get in trouble at church when we were together. We were a problem when we were together, and my son's got a friend like that, and when he was getting in trouble with his friend, I thought of David Holmes. I said, well, let's see if I can find him. Of course, David Holmes is far too popular of a name.
Right.
So I started thinking about people that I knew from that age.
From that era.
That era. This was back.
This is back before telephones.
This
right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was back in the mid-1970s, so before my wife was born. And I thought of Wendy Quimby, which Wendy Quimby was a friend of mine growing up through elementary school. We went to church together and went to school together in a town called Holden. And I thought, seriously, how many Wendy Quimbys can there be? Maybe I can find Wendy online. Well, there were like four.
Really? There are only four?
Four Wendy Quimbys.
Okay.
So I sent a message to the one which I thought was most likely the Wendy Quimby I knew, saying, well, maybe this is you, maybe it isn't, but if you grew up in Holden in the 1970s, I'm Bill Keevan. And maybe you remember me and maybe you don't, and maybe you tried to block out that part of your life.
Yeah,
well, it turns out she's not only a diver, but she's heard of scuba radio.
What? Scuba radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Yeah, who needs anemones when you have friends like these on Facebook? Bill found, an old girlfriend, his first girlfriend, online on his Facebook page or through a friend or something.
First and girlfriend may be overstating it a little bit.
Oh, okay. First crush.
I was fond of Wendy.
Okay, fair enough. And so you actually found her on Facebook.
Yes.
She didn't block you immediately.
No, she didn't.
And she admitted that she knew you. And
she had,
not
she,
only did she know you, she was a scuba diver, and she actually is familiar with scuba radio.
Familiar with scuba radio, and worse than that, she has a telephone.
Oh, my God, and she's on the line right now.
She's
Wendy,
on line one.
Welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Now, so you knew about Scuba Radio before you realized this was Bill, the producer, the same guy that had a crush on you, that you were like, oh, my God, I set up restraining orders and, you know, my life turned around in a totally different direction. And then he finds you. Are you worried now or what? Are you a little uncomfortable?
No, not worried, though. It did take me probably, Bill, a year for me to, like, reply to the whole Facebook request because I really wasn't on Facebook. I just kind of had my name there but not really, hadn't really filled anything in.
It wasn't really a whole year, but it was...
A good 11 months.
It was a bunch of time, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you had to think it through a little bit before you wanted to reconnect, so to speak, right?
No, it wasn't really that. It was just that I hadn't spent any time kind of doing anything on Facebook.
Okay,
so
let me just fill in the blanks. Wendy, you basically didn't care. You didn't give a rat's ass about...
I didn't want to throw him under the bus. I was waiting to see whether he was going to throw me under the bus first. So.
Let me tell you what sort of thing she does, whoa, which keeps her from having time to mess around with Facebook.
Okay.
This is a pretty serious diver.
Really?
This is what her Facebook status was New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Rang in the new year in style, 42-minute dive, 32 feet in depth, 39-degree water. The pictures are on Facebook were at night. Can I assume that this was at midnight, Wendy?
Pretty close. We went out to dinner earlier and wanted to do it at midnight, but probably were in the water a little earlier than that.
Okay, wow. But it was dark nonetheless. So in New England, this time of year, it's dark by 5. So yes. It could have been any time, really. But New Year's Eve, you went on a dive, 32 feet of water, 39 degrees, 30 feet of viz. 30 feet of viz. I'll tell you what, if the water was 93, I wouldn't get in the water for 30 feet of viz.
Well, here's the question everybody listening right now is going to ask, Wendy, and I'll just ask it for them. Why? No, seriously. I mean, are you just that avid of a diver and you thought that would be a cool way to kick off the new year or what?
Well, to put it in perspective, you know, you kind of dive where you live, and the water temperature really only varies maybe 15, 17 degrees here, so 20 degrees max. So,
wow. You
know, we're lucky to get 60 in the summer, so, you know, 39 isn't that far of a stretch.
Well, okay, so you're an insane diver anyway, you look at it. But,
I'm actually a cold water wimp, which is why I wear a dry suit and dry gloves.
No,
you have no idea.
I'm a warm water wuss. So
Greg and I both.
Yeah.
72 degrees in the wintertime in the springs is really pushing it with a 5 mil for me.
Now, I'm guessing you like to dive in the Caribbean or go to some more tropical destinations here.
She's actually dove Galapagos.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I highly recommend the Galapagos.
What should I look out for? Is it the penguins? Is that
where are the penguins?
Well, you'll be lucky to catch the penguins on video or film because they're like speeding bullets underwater.
Well, if I can't catch them, what am I supposed to eat?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We have Wendy Quimby.
Wendy Quimby.
Quimby.
I wrote her name right there. Yes.
And she, or Bill found her on Facebook. Old
yes.
flame. And ends up,
not
she's
an
a big
old
time
flame. I think that's really overstating it. I was in the eighth grade.
Wendy, old flame or not?
Well, we actually started knowing each other in the fifth grade, so right. It even went further back than that.
Yes.
Really? Okay, so you guys were just good friends. There was no, like, dating or anything like that going on?
Nah, not really.
Not really. No, okay. No sucking of face, anything?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
No playing doctor?
Well, we weren't playing. Know. She was pretty serious into, you know, a possible medical career.
She's
at the
a
time.
Nurse. You're a nurse. Is that right, Wendy?
Well, I'm actually a paramedic, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
And right. She took the dive medic training with Dan. With, I wish I was making this up, Eric Douglas, who recognized her name when we mentioned that we were talking about her.
You're kidding. And Eric's on the line here, too?
Eric is on the other line.
Let's bring him up here. Eric, you with me?
I'm back.
You're back. So, Eric Douglas from Dan, you know Wendy as well?
I know Wendy very well. She was one of my favorite DMT students.
Wendy, was Eric one of your favorite instructors?
Absolutely. We
Man,
had a great time.
This is like a love fest. We have connected everybody on all levels, and I don't know. I don't know if I feel honored or a little
well,
bit
Well, this is what we're
going
right to do. Now. I think for this new year, every yeah. week, I will try and find one of my old friends from junior high school, and we'll talk to them and see if they're divers.
Find out if they're divers. If they're not, we'll get them certified.
There we go.
Okay.
That's a great shtick.
There you go. I like that.
All right. So it's all about sharing the joy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, Wendy, what certification level are you? Are you a dive master, instructor, advanced,
I'm a dive master.
Okay, good. Have you been thinking about taking the step to instructor?
Wendy, are you related to Greg? Because he's Greg the dive master.
This is true.
You're Wendy the dive master. You got the same last name.
Is this Wendy, Wendy Quimby?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know you.
I don't, but we must be related if we have the same last name.
Exactly. Or, you know, I feel at one. Yeah, we're connected. We're all,
it's a
know,
cosmic
we're all
oneness.
Greg,
yeah.
But you were obviously separated at birth since she dives in cold water and you are a warm water wuss.
She is my cold water reflection.
Doppelganger.
Yes, exactly. One of those.
She's much cuter than you are, Greg.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that.
That didn't take a lot
but,
of work.
But you haven't seen me in a grass skirt and coconuts, though. All right, I didn't think I said that out loud, so I apologize. But, Wendy, look, we appreciate you coming on the show today and reconnecting with the gang, and it sounds like you are an avid diver and enjoy it immensely. Maybe you'll have to join us on one of our trips coming up here in the new year. What do you think?
I'd love that. That would be fun.
Better you than Bill.
I will say, Wendy, the good news is Bill doesn't go on the trips.
Yes.
That's the good news.
I see.
Yeah.
That is the good news. Well, actually, you'll probably see her in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
The one other thing
in New Jersey.
The one other thing I know about Wendy is that she goes to the dive show in New Jersey.
Beneath the Sea. You'll be up there in March then, huh?
Absolutely. Have my reservations all together already.
Really? How do you feel about being a mermaid, Wendy? Is she mermaid material?
I haven't
I've
seen her since
really
the eighth grade.
I've never on that role before.
Well, if that is on, you know, if you want to add that to your resolution list,
maybe
we might
be able
to...
Maybe if there's a dry suit mermaid.
Fulfill that fulfill that dream. Okay, maybe. We'll look into it. Well, I think it's good stuff. Wendy, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you in Jersey there in March, okay?
Happy New Year to everybody, and safe, warm bubbles.
Safe, warm bubbles. Nice. Well, that was cool, making that connection, Bill. So that just happened recently over the holidays.
In the last week or so, she has apparently had enough time to get onto Facebook. So this week, I got a message from her that she was, in fact, a diver. She replied to something that I sent to her, and in the course of it, she said she was a diver, and I said, oh, well, I do this show called Scuba Radio. She said, well, I've heard of Scuba Radio. Hmm. And I think she assumed that I was somebody that brought water in, or
that's my
maybe
job,
I delivered donuts on alternate Saturdays or something.
Right. Slept gear, something. Things like that. Yeah. Something. And then, and lo and behold, she found out that that was true.
Yes. In fact, a little less important than that.
Very nice.
You don't, well, it's bring, all... you don't even bring donuts.
No, no.
Yeah, he's lame. all right, well, it's kind of nice to have this forum to bring together folks, and that would be
well,
a
you
nice
know, we didn't name. Ask. We didn't what? Ask if she knew how I get a hold of David Holmes.
Well, why do we care about David Holmes?
Because that's... why I originally found her, because there are 45,000 David Holmeses on Facebook.
Well, okay, so if she knows David, Wendy, I know you're still listening, just have David befriend Bill.
Bill, or, just stick with John Holmes.
Yeah. Maybe she can friend him for you while she sets up a restraining order against you.
Probably wise.
All right, other New Year's resolutions. I know Single Scott has been chomping at the bit to share his that might, you know, might give some other folks some ideas. What do you want for this new year there, Scott?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it, you know, and that's a first for me.
Yeah, other than, what, being not single Scott anymore?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I have three.
Okay.
This year I'm going to pick older wine, faster cars, and younger women.
Really? Younger women? How young?
Possible?
Hey, now. God bless
my you. My daughter's completely off the table here.
I stole that from George Burns, but I thought it was, you know,
that's
appropriate.
Nice. That's nice. Like so it. Older jokes, too.
Yeah.
Since exactly. George Burns has been dead since Angela's been alive.
Well, right. It's time to recycle.
Yeah, exactly. I recycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that. That's good. Well, if we can do anything to help you with that.
Well, I'm counting on it.
SingleScott.com is the place to start.
Well, let's see. I did ask Wendy if she wanted me to hook you up with her.
Yeah, is Wendy married, though?
Well, she's, you know,
married,
what?
Isn't she?
I don't know, because...
He knows nothing.
I look
literally,
at her Facebook. Isn't that the same?
Actually, it says she's in a relationship.
Yeah.
So that's what it says.
Well, yeah.
With Mayor Quimby, yes.
Off limits.
Interesting.
I actually don't even know exactly where she lives. I know she lives someplace near water that's very cold.
I don't know. The way she talks about how avid of a diver is, I think she's married to the sea.
Ah.
Could be.
Very nice. She's in a relationship with the Atlantic Ocean.
Right. So
I
if
think
you
it's
share that passion, there may be a connection. There could be a love connection.
That's why
there.
I suggested Single Scott.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And trips.
Yes.
And older wine.
Older wine. What, wouldn't you like to get some new stuff?
No.
Yeah, some
I mean,
new
come
stuff.
On. Right? You got the money? Splurge a little.
All this wine's so freaking old.
Yeah. Past its expiration date, the whole thing. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com. Yes, we are getting down here for the first show of 2010. We've made love connections. We have No love connection.
No.
We've just discussed connecting, maybe. Reconnecting.
We just talked with Wendy Quimby, who turns out knows everyone that we know and has known them for years, and I've known her since she was 10, and I just find out. Wendy Quimby is a name you should be able to say, and people would say, oh, I know her.
Yeah.
Or not.
But evidently, now we do.
Yes.
And we made that connection, and it's
everybody else
nice.
Next week, everyone who knows Wendy's going to call the show.
You think?
That's what's going to happen. We don't even need to plan anything.
At the bare minimum, please be our friend.
Yes. Facebook.
On Facebook or MySpace, whatever.
Yes.
We're all right there. And there's a little link to it on the new scubaradio.com website. So feel free to join in and be our friend. Because that's what we do every week here. I guess that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to connect with more people, to bring more people into our little club of scuba divers.
Outstanding.
And, you know, that's what this show has all been about, and it will continue to be so. If I have anything to do with it. And since, you know, it's kind of
pretty much your show.
Yeah. What the hell? You know, what about New Year's resolutions for Mermaid Angela? What's on your list, Angela? What do you think? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish in 2010?
Well, still the same as last year. Australia is my number one, like always.
You want to go down under.
Down under.
Yes.
And I really like the Great White Dive.
You would like to?
I would like to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe in the cage that you were speaking about earlier. The
cage with scooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty intense.
Yeah. And
we'll check into that.
Maybe with David Blaine. Where I will disappear.
Maybe.
You would like to go down.
Yeah.
With him.
No. Back up. Back the train up. No.
Okay, I don't know what trains have to do with it, but I'll let it go.
They're going into a tunnel.
Yay, now.
Rockets are blasting.
All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for the first year, or for the first broadcast of the year.
First year, we're done for the year.
Great show.
They won't
great
let us back
show,
on
everybody.
After this. Come on, seriously. No, we'll be back next week, and until then, remember, it's always better. Angela?
Down where it's wetter.
Good day, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.